Arthur Brisbane was one of the most successful newspaper columnists in the late 1800s and early 1900s. At the height of his success, he had a daily column with an estimated readership of over 20 million people. In 1926, Brisbane's publisher offered him a six-month paid vacation. He'd worked very hard for a number of years, and an extended vacation would have been well-earned. However, Brisbane refused the offer, and he cited two reasons. He said, first of all, if I quit writing my news column for 6 months, it might affect the circulation of the newspaper. And secondly, if I quit writing my news column for 6 months, it might not affect the circulation of the newspaper. Mr. Brisbane's reasoning is actually very profound, because he takes into account the possibility that he may not be missed. Which I think begs a worthwhile question for Christians to consider. If you dropped out of sight for 6 full months and did absolutely nothing for the Lord or for His kingdom, would you be missed? Would the Lord's work suffer by your absence? Or would there really be no noticeable difference at all? The truth is, some Christians would not be missed. I really don't take any delight in saying that, but there is a sense in which it's true. For example, some Christians just aren't very close to their brothers and sisters in Christ. They're very distant. They're very withdrawn from the family of God. And so, if they disappeared for a time, we may not even notice it or miss them. Some Christians, on the other hand, have really bad attitudes. They're troublemakers. They're always making things difficult for the people of God. And so, if they went away for a while, we may not miss them either. And then there are some Christians who, yes, they're present, but they just don't contribute anything to God's work. They're lukewarm. They're indifferent. And so, if they were to go AWOL for 6 months, we maybe wouldn't miss them either. Do any of those descriptions fit you? Is your Christianity so weak and so inconsistent that very few, if any, would notice that you've taken a six-month sabbatical? Or, on the other hand, are you like David? In 1 Samuel chapter 20, when David was fleeing for his life from King Saul, plans were made for him to be absent from the dinner table at the Feast of the New Moon. Jonathan, being aware of those plans, said to David in verse 18, he said, "Tomorrow we celebrate the new moon feast, and your seat will be empty, and you will be missed." You know, Jonathan wasn't just saying that because David was his friend. He was saying that because of all of the many ways that David had served as an instrument for God. His absence meant one less faithful servant of the Lord at the table, and that absence would be noticeable. And so what about you? Are you active, engaged, deeply involved in God's work like David was? If so, then mark it down. Your absence from active duty would most certainly be noticed and felt. Your contributions would be missed by the Lord, and your fellow workers would also miss them. And so, whether this hypothetical six-month hiatus would cause you to be missed by others or not missed at all, the takeaway really is still the same, isn't it? Be the kind of Christian today that makes an impact for the cause of Christ. We need each other. We need you, brother or sister, and we cannot afford to have you missing in action for any amount of time.